from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Malaysia finds 139 suspected migrant graves. Malaysia's police chief says graves believed to contain the remains of migrants have been found near the country's border with Thailand, and that some graves contain more than one body. National Police Chief Khalid Abu Bakr told reporters today that the graves were found at 28 suspected human trafficking camps that likely housed from 20 to 300 people per camp. Bakr said recovery teams were in the process of exhuming and conducting autopsies on the remains.
To bring out the remains is another problem, another big issue for us. So we are making all the arrangements now to on how to bring out all the remains respectfully.
Thousands of people have been smuggled from Myanmar and Bangladesh into Malaysia and Indonesia through Thailand. Syrian government forces carried out at least 15 airstrikes today, targeting Islamic State fighters in the seized central town of Palmyra. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria through a network of people inside the country, said the targets included a military intelligence building and a hospital. The Islamic State group seized the historic city last week. The UN Security Council has condemned the killing of an opposition leader in Burundi, whose death has derailed efforts to resolve the country's crisis through UN-sponsored negotiations. Zedi Feruzi of the Union for Peace and Development Party was buried Sunday, a day after he and a bodyguard were shot to death in the capital Bujumbura. In a statement late Sunday, the UN Security Council condemned his killing in another deadly attack in Bujumbura last week. This is VOA News. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the city of Ramadi would be retaken from Islamic State militants in the coming days, not weeks, the BBC reported today. In an interview with a British broadcaster, the Iraqi leader admitted the insurgent group overran military forces in a stunning retreat that prompted U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter on Sunday to question what he called the will of Iraq to defeat Islamic State. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Carter, speaking on CNN Sunday, said the Iraqi army was not outnumbered, but in fact vastly outnumbered the opposing IS force. He said that raises a question about the willingness of the Iraqis to fight the Islamic State group and defend themselves. The defense chief expressed the hope that given the proper training, equipment, support, and time, the Iraqis will develop the will to fight. An Iraqi lawmaker, quoted by the Associated Press, described the comments as unrealistic and baseless. He attributed the loss of Ramadi to a lack of good equipment, weapons, and aerial support. Defense Chief Carter also says while the U.S.-led airstrikes are effective, there is nothing the U.S. can do to substitute for the Iraqi forces' will to fight. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Authorities in Afghanistan said today at least five people were killed and more than 60 wounded when a suicide bomber drove his explosives-packed vehicle into the gate of a government building in the southern province of Zabul. The deadly bombing targeted the provincial council's office in Kalat. Police say women and children are among the victims, adding the blast also wounded several council members. Afghan media quoted hospital officials as saying some people have been seriously wounded. The United Nations has already expressed its deep concerns about the rise in civilian casualties in Afghanistan and has documented more deaths and injuries among Afghan civilians so far this year than during the same period of 2014. The United States is honoring those who died in military service with the annual Memorial Day holiday today. While many communities across the country will honor the war dead with parades, patriotic concerts, and ceremonies, others will mark the day with quiet reflection on those who have lost their lives. A service was held in the Netherlands honoring the war dead from World War II. Here is Prime Minister Mark Rutte.
Today, we, the people of the Netherlands, say thank you. We say it with the deepest of respect and from the bottom of our heart. We say thank you to our liberators.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte. On Sunday, thousands of motorcycles roared through Washington for the annual Rolling Thunder Rally to call attention to prisoners of war and those missing in action. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.